fourth parak of Chala Mishnah Ches. We mentioned before that the Chala and the Raisa is not only in Eretz Yisrael. Within Eretz Yisrael there are two borders. There's the border that was conquered when they came out of Mitzrayim by Yeshua, which was a broader area, and then when they conquered it again after the Golas and Bavel, they came back from the Vayishani, time of Ezra, they left certain areas which they did not conquer. As far as the halacha is concerned, the condition of Eretz Yisrael in respect to Shumas and Maishas and all the Mitzvot Tzuis Baaretz only applies in the place that Ezra conquered, the second conquest. Even so, the Rabban Mechala is known all over the world, and based on that, we will see the different categories. From Gamliel, Meshol, Sherotus, Lachala, the three different lands in respect to the Chiv of Chala. From Eretz Yisrael to a place in Ziv, somewhere in the north, is considered Eretz Yisrael itself, and there's therefore you take up one Chala Achas, and there's man is there that everybody's may make, and that Chala will be burned. Mirziv v'ad hanahor v'ad amana, from this area called Ziv to a certain river and a place called Amana, which there are many shitas what this means. Many shitas hold that this is somewhere in the north part of Eretz Yisrael. There are shitas that hold it's the western coastline of Eretz Yisrael. These are areas that were conquered by Yeshua, but they were not conquered in the second conquest in the time of Ezra. And therefore, when we set it in, it should be part of Mechal. But the Rabbanim, since it's close to Eretz Yisrael and originally had a Kedusha, they gave it a special status in respect to Chalo, that you take those Shtei Chalos, Achaz La'ur, Achaz La'Koyin, one you burn and one you give to a Koyin. Shal'ur, Yesh Lo'Shiyah. The main one is the one you're burning. And Shal'Koyin, Ein Lo'Shiyah, the one you give to the Koyin is just a Zeichat Chalo, and therefore you can give a smaller amount. And Anor, the Adamon Lusnim, from this place, the Nor and the Mona further out, away from Eretz Yisrael, that's a place which is total Chutz La'aretz. And over there it says Shtei Chalos, Echad She'ul V'Echad Shel L'Koyin. Also over here you have two Chalos, but over here it's the other way around. She'ul Ein L'Shir, She'ul Yesh L'Shir. Over here the one that was burnt and did not have a Shir, the one that was given to a Koyin did have a Shir, because since there's no Shaykh of Eretz Yisrael, they let the Kohanim have the Chalos, and you give the full Shir to the Koyin. That's the way they established it. It's full Yom Arichla, and this type of challah, which is only challah Chutz La'aretz, even a person that was tummy and he did not went to the mikveh and he did not wait till sunset to ready eat the challah. We know that Shumas, the first mission of Brachas tells us, Shumas and Challah Eretz Yisrael, even the kohen went to the mikveh cannot eat them until nightfall. But here, and once again, the challah and the challah Rabban, they were more lenient. Rabbi Yisaymer, he says even a kohen tummy could eat it. But asur l'zom l'zom is l'nida l'yoledes. The only type of tumah that cannot eat it is the type of tumah that became tummy because something came out of his body. Had different discharges, which made him tummy. That's more strict tumah, and that type of tumah you will not be able to eat it. But let's say touch a dead rodent or a dead animal, which is metamin, tumah seveil, tumah sheretz. As long as, according to Rabbi Yosi, he could eat it, even if he was not toivu. Nachos and Zohar al Shulchan, v'nitanis nachol koyin. You can eat it with a non koyin on the same table, even though generally soon we say that you're not allowed to eat Yisr Heter on the same table without some type of recognition. Like when you're eating one person milchik and one person fleishik, you should make some type of simon so they shouldn't inadvertently eat the wrong the other thing. Over here, that's the Yisr Kav. They were lenient to eat on the same table, and you also get to give it to any type of koyin, even though it's a koyin that you don't know if he's going to eat it halachically correct. But since this whole thing is a dindra bon, we give it to any koyin. The ma'aseh is man is there, as we know, the minig is just to demasish one chal all over the world and to burn it.